called you a year and a half ago, I was desperate. I really was. And I had run out of ideas. I had run out of what I could do myself. And you just...
Well, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything but give you, like you said, give you the tool, help you to understand it was available, and help you to understand how to use it. You did the rest. You implemented the program, and evidently it's successful for you.
It is. It has. And right now Phil Bud calls me $200 a month, and I think I sat down the other week on the last 4 months. I think Phil Bud by itself is responsible for 12 to 15 jobs. And all 12 or 15 jobs have been in that $160 range. 160, 170, 180 range. So Phil Bud is like pretty much 10 times itself. And I'm hoping when I go into this next stage of getting somebody to answer the phone calls, and the phone calls are being answered, I'm hoping to like 10 times it more. Since I have started Fiddlebug and the SEO, the new website, and everything, my sales to date right now in the seventh month is $27,000 more than it was when I first started a year and a half ago. I've already made $20,000 more than I made in 14.
Yeah. Well, that's
$20,000 more than the whole year of 14. And we're producing $30,000 a month now. A lot of that's got to do with the gutter machine because, you know, it's a bigger sale. It's a bigger ticket item. But my profits are up. My stress levels are down. My workload is practically about the same, except for I'm just more busier now.
Now you need to stop getting busier and have employees that are busier.
Right. And that's the biggest thing. It's just, you just got to find the right people for the right place. And that's been something that I've not been able to do in a long time. I've just not been able to put the right people in the right place. But over the past couple of years, I've really started looking at how I can put the right people in the right place at the right moment at the right time. And then once that gets done, and once we're able to, you know, get that sewed up and get that wound closed, I guess you could say, I think we're going to be fine. Well,
you've got a good start to it, because without a positive or a flowing cash flow, none of that's ever going to happen. So now that you're in that...
None of that happens. You end up getting the scum of the scum because you can't pay them nothing.
Right.
And now that the pay rates have gone up, I mean, my pay rates have gone up from... I mean, I used to start people at $8, $9 an hour. Now I'm starting them at $12, $13.
Yeah.
So at $12 or $13 an hour, you can demand and you can expect... more out of them than you could some $8 or $7 or $8 or $9 an hour employee.
Well, you've given them
expectations come up.
Yeah, you've given them a reason to care, and it's hard to care at a low amount. I mean, I think the most interesting thing that you've said earlier in the conversation was about the client, and the fact that the client made you feel better about yourself personally. And your business, and oh, by the way, took $180-some order to $1,200 when you went out there, and you attribute that to, you know, setting up that plan, is interesting to me. I mean, that just to me says that your future out there is only limited to your ability to market.
Right. And your capacity. And what you limit yourself with.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when people get in business, we get stuck in a rut, and we only think that what used to work still works. And what used to work don't work no more. You get frustrated because you're trying to make it work. It's sort of like trying to ride a sick horse. And no matter how hard you kick it, it's just not gonna go that fast.
Yeah.
And you can be the sick horse to death, hey, look, you know, this horse needs a vet. And then you go get him all figured up, and you get him all fit, and you feed it up and everything else. Then everything starts riding a lot more smoother. You don't have to work as hard at it. And
you're doing,
I'm taking more time off.
Yeah, you're doing things correctly because, in my humble opinion, what you've done that others maybe have not been able to pull the trigger on is take the risk to develop a technology strategy, and that technology strategy is paying off.
Right, and I think once we get the phone calls and we can answer every phone call, I think this thing will go up another. It'll go up even more, and. But you're thinking, okay, I'm really, really scared of digital advertising. And I was really, really scared of digital advertising. Because digital advertising or internet marketing, you can spend tons and tons and tons of money with no results. Because there's nothing there. There's nothing in print. It's here today, it's gone tomorrow. It's based on a word or based, and it was really, really scary. It was almost frightening, to come from a business that was completely 110% print. You know, in print advertising and calendars and pens and everything was printed. To go from there to go into this digital world, into this world of on a computer screen, it was very, very scary. It was frightening because I had tried it before, spent a lot of money doing it, but with no results at all. But there again, it goes back to finding the right person for the right thing at the right time. Mm-hmm. You know, Avi came along. I found Avi. And then when Avi got my website done, and when Avi was working on my website, I kept calling around for this scheduling. I wanted to get a schedule on my website. That's what I wanted. Well, I called around and called around and called around. Well, then all of a sudden, this lady says Steve Mastio from Fiddlebug. Well, then I meet you. And then you put AB with you and then me and then my ideas. And what used to be as a one-person show now becomes a three or four different people show. And the show got bigger. The show got bigger. And now the response is bigger. And I don't feel like I'm wasting it no more. But still, it took a lot of courage to walk out on the end of that platform and not know where you're going and not knowing what the next step was and just stepping off of it. And Steve, since I've done this, since I took that step, my life has completely changed. I had attacks. I mean, everything seemed like it attacked me. My fiance of 4 years walks out and leaves me standing. I had an employee to blow up a truck. Literally blow a truck up. Just because me and his stepdaughter wasn't together no more. And I'm talking about big deals. I'm not talking about little small, insignificant $100 or $200 bills. I'm talking $7,000-$8,000 bills to get trucks repaired and to find another place to live and get my office moved.
Let me stop you and tell you that everything that you've gone through is something that everybody hopes they don't. But
right.
Let me also tell you that you're not giving yourself enough credit. Yes, I've been able to help you with Fiddlebug. I mean, it's a program I built, but I can put a gun and a bullet in your hand and 12 other people's hands, and you'll get different targets hitting different things.
Yeah.
You've done what you need to do to be successful and starting to do more and more and more with the help of AB and I. But I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit. I just have one more thing to say to you. And that is, did you know that I'm recording this?
Well, you recorded it? Well, good. That means I ain't got to write it.
I just wanted you to know, only because I think it's very powerful. And
yes, it changed my life.
You don't have a problem with that, do you?
No, I don't have a problem with that, Steve.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem at all. And I don't have no issues with, you know, maybe trying to help somebody.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna tell you, it is powerful. It's not only powerful. And the reason I was able to go through all that was because I knew that if I put my mind to something, I could change it. And
you took the risk most people are unwilling to take. You wanted to build your company. A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's their that's their prerogative. But you wanted to.
Right.
And the reality.
Yeah, I don't want it to.
The reality of the matter is, you didn't have the tools in your tool belt to be able to help you, and you can't do it alone. You have to. It's like when you go to the dentist, and the dentist fixes your tooth. Do you consider yourself part of the equation, or do you think that it's the dentist's services, or what? You know, you're more than willing to make people like me and AB, you know, part of your operation and give us the glory. But the reality of the matter is, we're just doing our job. And we were fortunate enough to be able to do it for you, and fortunate enough to be able to be part of the team, as you put it, that is of success. I mean, that's not true all the time. So it's a great story, and I'm proud to not only help you, but also at this point call you a friend, although we've never met face-to-face.
Yeah.
But, you know, I enjoy our conversations, and now you should probably get your ass off of here and go back to work.
Oh, no, man, I'm done for today. I'm done, yeah. And I honestly, believe it or not, I'm done. My phone calls are made. My schedule's about full.
It's not even, it's and, noon, it's noon there. Come on.
Until the phone rings again, I really don't have nothing to do.
All right. All right, well, I'm going to, with your permission, I'm going to splice some of this up in an audio and use it in my testimonial, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. And what I'll do is I have a problem. I can really talk. And I got to get a webcam get a camera for my computer. And I thought about doing a video for you. It's just everything's been so crazy around here. I just not really had time to do it. But I'm gonna set some time aside. Maybe get you a video testimonial.
Do you have an iPhone or an Android? What do you got?
I got an Android.
All right. That Android has the ability to make videos?
Yeah.
Just do a selfie and upload that video to like YouTube, and let me know.
Did the guy down the road, did he ever decide on doing anything?
No. Did he contact you?
No, he never did.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the point. I mean, a lot of people are, you know, take the time to understand their marketplace. And like you said earlier, that was not recorded. There's a lot of people out there that just keep trying to pound that square peg into a round hole. And they just get more frustrated and more frustrated and more frustrated. And then there's people like you who say, you know what? If it ain't working, change it. You changed it, and now it's working for you. So, but like I said,
it's all about trying to. You explained it the best way whenever you said that the only way you can surf is if you get in front of the wave.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. You got
it. And if you're not in front of it, you're not going to ride it. You're not going to surf. The only thing you'll do is float.
I wrote an article for the commercial cleaning industry because I also own a commercial cleaning company, but this was like 10 years ago. I wrote an article titled Be Daring, Be Different, and Be First. And what I meant by that is, if you're not different than anybody else and you're not daring enough to be different, you're never going to be first.
I heard it one time, said you've got to have an edge, or it's really easy for people to leave you and go somewhere else.
Sure. Yeah, they have to be able
and,
to.
And that's the whole key of business, is having an edge or being different. And, and you know, and I look for that every day. I look at it. I look for it. I keep my eyes open for it. And that's how I found you. That's how I found Avey. And I'm looking for the next one. I'm always looking ahead. Keep your eyes open. My daddy told me something, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago. He told me, he said, Brandon, he said, every day of your life, you're going to find some kind of opportunity. Some kind of opportunity. He said, some of them is a good opportunity, some of them are not so good opportunity. He said, you never waste an opportunity. And I think for a little while, I lost that concept of trying to find the next opportunity. And
that gets back to the saying that staying ahead of the curve. So
right.
Hey, I got another call. I hate to let you go, but I gotta.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, give me a shout sometime. I'll give you a call. I need to call you in the next couple of weeks play when I get this new card in.
All right.
I had some fraudulent stuff on my card, so I have to give you a new card before the first next month.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.